Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe. Peacefully agree, disagree.
Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with Melissa Lucas, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday, now at 10 a.m. And don't forget, because starting this week, the time change across the nation, we will be airing at 10 a.m. until spring. Our guest today has been on the show before and has strong opinions. And our topic today is very interesting. Is democracy safe? Today, our country is fractured with two sides and contrasting opinions on most political and social issues. With the courts as our only backstop against abuse by the people that govern, we are now faced with a partisan judicial branch that in some cases no longer are blindfolded and fair arbiters of justice, but politically motivated pawns in the current game of political chess. Our show, Common Ground, is here to try to bring into focus these contrasts and controversy and find a way to come together and become the America that most of us yearn for. Peace, safety, freedom, unity as a nation, and building a future for our children. How long can we continue on this pathway of hatred, anger, and distrust? Common Ground is the way forward to heal our soul of America. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our guests today and the staff that make our show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground, featured on KNTR Talk Radio, Voice of the Free, because we need to hear from you guys.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Scott. Welcome back. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to our Common Ground sponsors here, Blonsey Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Top Turf AZ, Martin Swanee Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supplies. Thank you guys so much for your support. All right, in the house today, we have Red Bull Ronnie, our co-creator, Marissa June, our producer, and Paul Lavoie, our operations manager. If you'd like to call us in, please do so at 928-854-KNTR or text in 928-727-5566. All right, so our guest today is Dr. Paul, who is Democrat on, he's a clinical psychologist. Is that right? Welcome back.
That's
welcome
true.
Back, Dr. Paul.
Thank you.
Speaking of clinical psychology,
yeah.
If you could diagnose America right now with a psychological disorder, what would it be?
It'd be something like paranoid schizophrenic, I think.
What would the prognosis be on that?
Poor.
Poor?
Very poor.
Medication, could that help it?
Right.
No, it's the only thing that's going to hurt it more, probably.
And
yeah.
I have been dying to ask you this question.
Sure.
Because of your background. Well, I've got a couple of questions for you that are good ones. But,
yeah.
But the Trump derangement syndrome, do you think, in your professional clinical psychologist opinion, mm-hmm. that is a real thing?
I do. He seems to me like he's coming apart at the seams. You know, he just seems like every time I try to listen to a speech or a talk or answer a question or watch him personally, it just seems like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, he just seems like he's disintegrating.
You're saying that Trump is disintegrating?
Well, see, that's kind of what I'm trying to clarify.
Yeah.
I believe that what she was referring to is the opposition's opinion of Trump and the so-called Trump derangement syndrome, which, believe it or not, I don't agree with. I think that people have their opinions. I just think they distrust and dislike him so much on your side and similar people that it seems like it's some kind of crazed syndrome. They're just strongly opinionated people who are disgusted with the direction of the country. I am not of that same ilk. But so on that note.
You're not of the same? You're not of the same?
Oh, no. I'm an American.
Okay.
And I
America
love America
first. Okay.
America is first. But
yeah.
Here's a question I have for you.
Sure.
It's real simple. Trump has pushed these prosecutions, as we discussed before the show, of James Comey, John Bolton, and Letitia James, and others. What are your thoughts on this as in relationship to a threat to democracy?
Oh, I think it's a direct threat. You know, the judicial section of our country, which is really kind of the foundation of the check and balance, is just going to hell in a handbasket as far as I can see.
Right.
You know, there's just no, it seems like all three branches are at each other and really in the pocket of a particular party. What's happening right now, I think in a global kind of a way, is that there's us's and them's. We don't have a country. We have two countries.
Well, agreed. And if you watch the news on both ends, if you right. watch Fox or and then MSNBC, it's like we sure. do live in two different countries.
Right.
Now, as we discussed before the show, it's literally, as I said before, it's like a tennis match. Whoever's in power is lobbing bombs at the other side and attacking the other side and their enemies. Mm-hmm. And then when another group is in power, they do the same thing. I mean, as we discussed, you know, besides the Bolton, Comey, and Letitia on the Republican side attacking their enemies, mm-hmm. Biden's DOJ under Jack Smith and others relentlessly went after Trump and his allies. And I think it's there's equanimity here. There's a commonality that whoever's in power starts striking blows.
And they're using the Justice Department to do so?
They are. And the courts.
Weaponizing.
And the legislature.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think you're going to agree with this, but the Republicans do it better. They're better destroyers. See, I think Democrats, you think I'm a Democrat. I'm an independent.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I really feel like there's times when I can, see exactly what the Republican Party is all about more than the Republicans.
Well, a lot of the Republicans have their eyes closed, and a lot of Democrats have their eyes closed.
You have a text already, Dr. Right. Paul.
That was fast.
Yes. So does your guest think the same about Biden? And I'm going to assume that they're referring to when I asked about the Trump derangement syndrome.
Okay. Or the DOJ. The DOJ, I think, is the main point here. And we had this discussion before.
Right.
Before the show.
So what do you think?
About this or about the DOJ?
About the text about Google being both sides. They may be better at it, but they're still doing it. I mean, worse at it, but they're still doing it.
We seem to bring out the worst in each other. You know, when Biden was in, all I would see is clips about how feeble he was, how weak he was, how sick he was. It seemed like we were just going after our presidents. When I was a kid, my dad used to say one thing to me. You know, if a different political party came in, and we in any way didn't call him Mr. President or Mr. By his last name, not his first name, there was heck to pay. Because he'd say, in essence, he's our president now. We need to support them.
Well,
but you wouldn't shake his hand.
Well,
the first time I met you, I asked you.
You asked me that.
Would you shake Trump's hand? What about now, after all the things that he's done and stopped the world peace and the wars?
I think his hand is for sale. I don't think his hand is freely going in any direction if the money isn't involved.
And
I think it's all about money.
You still wouldn't shake his hand if you were at the White House and accepting
a
Dr. Ward?
I'm so disgusted with him.
Okay, you know, so let's move past that.
I really am.
I want to touch on what you said about respect and your family and about respect for the president. When Obama was elected and beat McCain on the first election, I had a gas station in Needles, California, and I had police officers. Oh my God! I can't believe Obama's president and all this.
Yeah.
And I told them all the same thing. I said, you have one day to mourn, then you support our president.
That's
regardless
right.
of who's in office, he's still the president of our United States.
Right.
Sounds like we got a caller.
We have a caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Common Ground. How can I help you?
Oh, am I on?
You are on the air.
The first question that lady asked this gentleman was a perfect question about TDS being real with the American people. The only problem is he ignored the question and turned to Trump. I believe he has TDS, and everything he's been said is not common ground. It's negative.
Well,
I
can interject to you on that one. The whole point of the show is to bring on diverging and differing opinions, and then as the show goes on, we try to find areas of common ground. We've already found one already that both sides are doing this, and he's made a comment that the Republicans may be doing it better. But I think we try to find the common ground, but our guests that we bring on the show have differing opinions, and that's the whole point, that we can't live this way. He may actually have a form of Trump derangement syndrome, but I don't think it should be called that. It's just hatred for Donald Trump and lack of respect and lack of respect for the president.
And I can't find common ground with somebody who has such hatred.
Let me ask you a question.
I would put out the effort to do it, but he's not only that statement, but several since have been totally TDS things that.
Well, buckle up because we're going to have more discussions about similar topics, and we will be finding common ground in certain areas. But I have a single question to ask you. You live here in Havasu?
I do.
So the question I have for you is, do you saw all the people walking around town with their F. Biden shirts and waving their F. Biden flags? Their people were obsessed with denigrating the Democratic president for a variety of reasons, many of them valid, many of them maybe not so much. But the lack of respect that the people had on the right, which I belong to, didn't like Biden, denigrated him at any point they could, and made fun of him. Mm-hmm. It's a similar thing. They're just different varying levels. Would you agree with that?
I can agree with part of that, and what I will tell you is what happened to Biden has been done 100 times more to Trump.
Oh, I agree with you that he has been hammered mercilessly.
And also, people had a legitimate reason with him leaving the borders open. Now, look at the money it's going to cost us to put out all the illegal people that committed a crime that we don't know who is, and all the money it's taking.
I agree with you on that, but that will be a discussion.
Wait, I don't.
That will be a discussion on a future show. But I do appreciate your call, and please feel free to call in again because we like getting calls, okay?
You gentlemen have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
You too.
Let's go, see, Brandon.
If I can respond to that.
Sure.
Yeah, see, I would love for Trump to be successful, and I'd love the country to be successful. And I would support him in doing so. I just think all the elements we're talking about are not present. We don't have a democracy anymore.
We don't have
a check and balance.
We have another call. Welcome to Common Ground. How can I help you? You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over one quick thing about the lawfare stuff that's happening.
Okay.
So when it happened to Trump, they're going after Trump, and they were going after him. I mean, they debanked his family. They were going after everything about him, and they were using the government apparatuses to do it illegally. And so now what Trump is doing is he's just holding these people that did that accountable. He's having, the Justice Department, he's just holding people accountable. He's not going after them because they went after him. He's going after them for the way they went after him and how they broke the law and the treasonous things they did. So let's get that story straight.
Okay.
I don't care about this cat you have in there right now. No, so I got to go back to work, but I'm just saying.
Thank you for your
call. I think that's a bunch of bull.
I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
So I'll let you respond to that.
There's a lot of passion out there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, there is a lot of passion. You know, you don't know where to start when somebody says something like that. I don't.
Well, I could tell you where I start.
Okay.
On face value, appearance-wise,
right,
it appears that he's exacting revenge on people that have, in his mind, have wronged him.
Yes.
That he's weaponizing the justice system.
Selective prosecution and selective enforcement. However, that being said, I have a laundry list here, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but of all the indictments and all the prosecutions that were heaped upon Trump by his political enemies as well. So it's hard to determine who's right and who's wrong in this one, because I think they're both wrong. I think using the DOJ and using the court system as a vehicle for exacting revenge on your enemies or to try to limit the ability for, in this case, for the President Trump to have a campaign without being interrupted and being in court the whole time. So I think that we have to agree on one thing, Dr. Paul, is that it's not right, or whoever does it. It's not right. It's not, you know, you have lots of things that we need to discuss after our break here on Common Ground. We'll catch you back here shortly. 106.7, 5 and 3, Common Ground,
voice of the free.
Of the free.
Bro.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, we got some sponsor reads.
Yes, we do. We would like to give a shout-out to our sponsors that make this show possible to bring to you. First, we have Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks, and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Next, we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They are the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. And last for this section, we have Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals. It's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And before we get back to our show, I have an announcement for Speak Out. With the time change, Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0 have also moved to 12 noon. And later on Speak Out, we will have just District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould.
Awesome.
All right, back to you, guys.
All right, thank you, Marissa. Okay, so to text in, it's 928-727-5566. We'd love to hear from you. Or call in 928-854-KNTR. Sounds like we do have a call right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Love you, guy.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Hey, doing
Wayne.
Great.
Hey, Wayne.
Good. Hey, you know, I just want to I'll make it quick. Scott, I agree with you. There is no more respect anymore. This is not the same country I grew up in. There's no more respect for our country, our leaders, ourselves. And I want to go, it goes past Biden. It goes past Trump. Something keeps ringing in my head, and it was Obama that said he was going to fundamentally change this country. I think he was the beginning of the movement that is starting to deterioration of this great nation, and that's my feeling.
Well, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate the call. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks for calling, Wayne. I do have a text also.
Well, let's address Wayne's real quick.
Yeah.
Just real quick. I saw you shaking your head, Paul, and I agree with you. I don't think it started with Obama.
No.
I think it. I tell you when our country's welfare ended. And that was in the after the Clinton administration. I am a staunch, diehard constitutional fiscal conservative. I'm going to tell you here and now, I voted for Clinton in his second term because he balanced the budget. Mm-hmm. He worked with Newt Gingrich and made that happen. Prior to that, we had our wonderful president, Ronald Reagan, and what's his name? I'm having a brain fart here. Our Speaker of the House at the time, Tip O'Neill. They worked together to balance the budget.
Him and Reagan.
So it goes far, Wayne, it goes farther back than that. Obama tried to do things that he felt was in the best interest of the country, but he was voted into office because the people overwhelmingly wanted him in office.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on what they call a mandate. And even though Trump claims he was on a mandate, it's not the same.
Not the same.
Go ahead on the text now.
Okay. It says, please ask what specific policies Dr. Paul disagrees with for the current administration, specifically which policies, and also don't throw bricks in glass houses. Both sides do it constantly.
We agreed with that before.
Yeah.
So I would take one like weaponizing the judicial system, going after enemies. That seems to me to be a regular policy that's being utilized right now.
Okay.
But even more important than that, maybe more fundamental than that, is just the lack of check and balance. It seems to me like our whole democracy is based on three equal levels of government.
But it's fractured now.
It's fractured. And it's a real strong executive, a tremendously strong executive. Both other sections are real weak. They're like puppets. Speaker of the House, to me, is a puppet. The whole Congress really is pretty much following step in step.
Well, let's be honest with each other. It's a dog and pony show.
Well, it is.
We have another caller.
This one's, I got Hold a text, on.
We,
too.
We got another caller.
I got to tell you sometime who my hero is.
We got a caller. You're on the air on Common Ground. How can we help you today?
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
New York district attorney that went after Trump for mortgage and insurance fraud, which the banks came back and said, hey, we made money. What are you talking about? He paid everything back. We did our own due diligence to find out what these those properties cost. Insurance companies did the same. Now, the Justice Department is going after her for the exact same thing she went after Trump for, but they actually have documents stating that she did that. So they're just supposed to... Nobody's above the law, I thought.
No. Hold on. Caller, wait.
No,
hold on.
I call this going after criminals.
Okay, hold on.
The law, so we're just supposed to ignore that.
Tone it down a little bit and listen.
Private stuff to a guy to hand off to the...
Okay, are you gonna stop screaming?
No, I haven't finished my...
Go ahead.
Let me finish my statement.
You're not statement, you're yelling at me.
You're interrupting me before I have a statement to say. You there?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Okay, you're asking me about am I going to wait to hear what you have to say when you haven't even waited to hear what I even have?
You're yelling at me though. Before I interrupted you, you were yelling.
No, I'm just a loud guy. Then I started yelling when you interrupted me.
Oh, I get it. Okay, well, I apologize.
Okay. So I'm just a loud individual. and anybody that hears this radio show right now can contest to that, I guarantee.
So I have a question for you.
So I'm just saying, I don't know if any of these people that are going down for something that they didn't cause themselves to inherit. They all broke the law. What are we talking about lawfare for? They're going after people that broke the law. I just don't understand it. You call it lawfare that Trump's causing all this. Oh, we're just supposed to, nobody's above the law, I thought.
Well,
we're
hold on.
Turn our backs on these people
okay.
breaking the law.
I
listen to you off the air.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call. So, on that note, he's obviously angry and upset about the people being being accused of processing cases against people that deserve to be. Letitia James in that group is probably the only one that's a slam dunk because she ran specifically, I'm going to get Donald Trump. It was vocal about that. So other than that, I don't know, but I appreciate your call and your passion for the country, and we'll continue to hammer it out today. And we have a text now?
Yeah, thank you for calling. I have two texts here. One of them says, the worst thing that Trump is doing is arresting and killing people without due process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're referring to ICE, I would assume.
I would assume. I don't know about the killing people part, though.
As a part of the process. They're not directly saying we want to kill these folks.
It's unintended consequences.
Indiscriminately trying to export and pick up people and take them away from families and yeah.
So
that lack of freedom is of great concern to a lot of us.
So when 8 million approximately people are led across the border illegally, and then a president who stands for a strong border tries to remove some of those people, at first starting with the worst elements, that's a problem? Is that a threat to democracy?
The exchange of folks coming across that border is almost by mutual agreement. We need them. They need us.
8 million of them?
Well,
more than has ever come to the country in the history of our country?
What's interesting to me is my hero these days is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, how crazy
really?
Is that? Because she asks about this. She said, what Trump had originally said he was going to do and led us to believe was that he was going to get rid of criminals. You know, you go after criminals
right.
first and foremost and gangs and whatever. He never really let us understand the extent of none of us really are safe from the tyranny that's taking place. He's gone after.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene, what is in reference to?
What she said is, and she challenged a couple of people. She challenged him, and she basically said, what in the world are you doing here? We need a lot of these people that you're throwing out of this country, and we're going to be begging them to come back. Because who's going to do this work?
I have an answer.
She's got a construction company,
right.
as you might know, Taylor Greene does. She also was good enough, to say to Speaker of the House, Johnson, basically said, listen, they're asking you about health plans. Why don't you explain to me, Speaker, what our health plan is so that, if we were to sit down and reason with them about this, that we'd have a real good idea of what we're going to be advocating for. And he, of course, dismissed her. And the truth about this is, since 2016, there isn't any Republican plan for a health plan.
It's kicked the can down the road. It's been that way for a bit.
Kicked the can, yeah. A health plan.
But I want to talk.
One. And basically, folks want to throw this thing off the...
Hold on.
Yeah,
I just applied for Obamacare this morning.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
1 o'clock in the morning, I did that. And I'm thankful for the government for subsidizing my costs. But in reference to the illegal aliens, they always throw the same thing out there, both sides. We need them to pick our vegetables. We need them to build our houses. We need them to do this and that. Well, I got to tell you something. If we throw them all out, as you said, who's going to do all this
right.
stuff?
That's
we
what?
Bring them back with working visas like normal process goes through. People want to come to our country to work, whether it's in a laboratory or to work to raise their family or whatever the case may be. They come here with a work visa. They get a work visa. They follow the rules. They get it extended. They file for temporary citizenship or an extended visa, doing it the proper way. The problem is we're throwing goods and services to these people who came into our country illegally and might not necessarily be contributing to the same level that people who are legal citizens are.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that they take more than they give, all told? Do they pay more taxes, and or do they get more benefits than what they pay into the system?
That's too broad of a question. I would say it's across the board. You have some that are taking advantage, full advantage of everything. There's some that are contributing as good citizens would contribute. So it's too broad.
I bet you a nickel on this.
We got another
yes,
text.
We've got a few of them here. I do not believe for 1 minute that your guest is an independent. You, sir, are a leftist Democrat. Sorry that that is my opinion. And quit it with this due process crap. Illegals were just let in. No vetting, no due process. Just here to come in, and here's $3,000 a month, too.
Yeah.
And then the other text that I had read about where I had asked, you know, Trump is, where they said the worst thing Trump is doing is arresting and killing people. They clarified what the killing people was, and it says, what about bombing boats in the Caribbean? That is murder.
Right.
All right.
So the drug dealing,
the rule of law.
Cartel.
Do we have a rule of law or do we not?
We do, but it's become vague and a gray area.
And it comes from a top down.
Why don't you tell our listeners how to get a hold of us, because we only have 9 million texts and 9
million
calls.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of millions, here's another one. 1 million people are let into our country illegally every year. I have not heard any lawmaker talk about increasing that number. Should we let more in each year as if we know who they are? Also, I paid a visit to the border wall last Friday. And it looks like it's working very well. Good fences make good neighbors.
Well, let's go real quick. 1 million people. The border is closed. Nobody's pretty much getting through right now. And it's been acknowledged by just about everybody.
Right.
I went to Los Algodones to get some dental work done, and I was at the border. And it is peaceful, quiet, and the lines are small. Things are better organized now, better oriented towards lawful entry and exit into the countries. Now, I want to get back on point. We're here to talk about democracy.
Right.
We skewed off into whole different directions.
Right.
But we're going to be going on a break soon, I would assume. And so we'll tie up this little session here real quick by saying, look, passion is running across the country. We're seeing it in the calls. We're seeing it in the text. So we're going to get back to that once we get back to the show here on Common Ground, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3 Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right, giving a shout out to the last three of our sponsors, starting with Top Turf AZ, the largest showroom in Havasu with unbeatable wholesale pricing and premium turf backed by warranty. Top Turf is your turf headquarters, where they will match or beat any local competitor's price guaranteed, located at 92 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And then we have Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes, celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And lastly, we have Meat Pool and Supply, serving Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive.
All right. Thank you, Marissa.
We're back.
Okay.
With a vengeance.
Yes. I do have another text here. It was talking about the ICE that we were just referring to, and it says ICE has arrested people coming out of their courtrooms who just had their application extended. They are getting arrested and deported anyways.
Well, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. That's ridiculous.
I need to fact check that. I don't know, but that's I'm just reading the text. That's really sad. If it is true, that's really, really sad.
I have seen actual videos of that. What they're doing sometimes with ICE is I think that they're anticipating blowback, unintended consequences, and collateral damage. In other words, if they can get three people that they want off the streets because of their criminal history and seven other people are snagged in the process, they're okay with that. I don't necessarily think I'm okay with that. But at the same time, I'm hoping that when they get them in custody, they realize these are just normal people who are not doing anything wrong and release them with court dates in the future.
Scott, do you mind if I go over what a democracy is?
Sure.
Because that's...
Actually, I was going to ask you about that, too, about the biggest three threats to democracy.
Okay. First of all, just to kind of outline what a democracy is and to see how we're doing, I'd ask each of you to comment on how do you think we're doing in reference to being a democracy or a constitutional republic. First part is citizen participation. You need everybody involved. I'm breaking the Constitution per se. I'm bringing it point by point. You need a rule of law. A democracy is governed by laws and procedures that are applied equally and fairly to all citizens, including government officials. Third thing you need is protection of rights, fundamental human rights of freedom, including free expression. Really, the First Amendment to the Constitution supersedes everything else in the Constitution. If you don't have free speech, you don't have anything.
Or freedom of religion, except.
I know we're going to talk about the King's Parade and whatever, but that's under free expression. And how dare the speaker talk about Democrats being un-American or whatever. I dare him for doing
well,
that.
Well, let's continue on with the stream
of
thought.
Okay, free and fair elections have to be a part of things. We've had some, what I think are pretty decent, clean elections. They were questioned the whole time unless a Republican won. If a Republican won, it was kind of okay. If a Democrat won, it had to be unfair. Now, I'm going to talk to you sometime about, ideas for...
That'll be another show.
Okay.
We got plenty of time.
Okay. Next is separation of powers. Government powers divided among the different branches. We all know that. But they have to be equal. You can't have a top-down
tyranny. Okay, but we've had this discussion earlier in the show. It's been skewed and fractured and politicized every branch. The legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch have turned and morphed into something that I don't recognize from a constitutional standpoint.
I'm going to interrupt you
because I agree with you. Our democracy is not, and our constitutional republic is not in the same position it was 50 years, 40 years, even 10 years ago.
It's absolutely being bastardized. Can I go through a couple more of these?
Sure.
Okay. There has to be accountability and transparency. Let me give you just one little example. If I asked you right now, what does the job report look like this month so we can make some good decisions?
We can't have a job report because the government's closed and they can't get the figures.
Well, they had the figures all set to go on the 1st. They're all ready to be released. They just chose not to release them because the news is so bad. But accountability and transparency in total, I would say, is a fundamental part of a democracy. If you don't have it, then you don't have a democracy. Next is a pluralistic system. This means we need a multi-party political system. We don't have a Democratic Party right now. They're pretty ineffective. We don't have two strong parties. We have one party who's hijacked.
I agree with you, but we need to cut this in right now, and I'll tell you why. We just don't have the time.
Okay.
So it's not interrupting you. I guess we have another
time. Yes, we do. So what common ground is it going to take to reopen the government?
Does the caller, or do they have an idea of what that's going to take?
He's asking you.
Yeah.
Well, I know what it's going to take. It's real simple.
Ground.
People operate on perceived reality versus reality.
Right.
Right now, the new polls came out, and they're now switching to where the Democrats are now being blamed for the shutdown. They listen to the polls. They listen to their constituents when their back's against the wall. When you have 40 million people not getting food, that's a real problem.
It is a problem.
When you've got air traffic controllers who haven't been paid in a month, and they're now ready to go on strike during and sit-outs
during the
holiday season. The backs are against the wall. I predict that this by the end of the week we're going to have it all buttoned up for a CR, okay? There's no choice. You can't just continue the agony for America. So in reference to you, though,
yeah,
specifically on our Constitution, our democracy,
right,
it's collapsing around us.
Yes.
Because both sides are lobbing grenades at each other. And instead of getting along and working together for the people, they're working for is their agendas. The news media agendas,
right,
the political agendas, it's just all agenda-driven. Would we agreement on that one?
Yes, we are.
Common ground, listeners.
Yes.
See, the point is there are areas that as Americans we can all agree on.
Mm-hmm.
The system is broken. Who broke it? Who cares? It just is what it is.
Right.
Okay, how do we fix it? Go ahead.
The common ground is not holding the government hostage over affordable health care. That should be discussed separately.
Okay.
So that's
discussed separately. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of a symptom than the actual.
It's 100%. It's indicative 100%. Of the whole process that we're going through.
The partisanship.
Right.
Yeah. So think about this. Let's just use this.
Can I give an idea first?
I love
what we
to
need
hear
to do.
It.
I want you to elect moderates. See, when I say I'm an independent,
me too.
What I say is, listen, I love John McCain. I thought he was a real decent, good man. I would vote for him in a second.
Pull out of people in the middle.
Yeah, and on the other side, you know, a Kennedy type of Democrat was a good man with good ideas, and I'll steal those ideas anywhere.
All right, we have somebody who really wants to jump in here before we run out of time.
I'm
That's Marissa.
I'm not very involved with politics, but I'm registered as an independent, and a lot of people these days, they only vote for people based on the party.
Right.
I see it as we are so brainwashed, as
exactly.
In you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. People need to start looking at who the person is again instead of who the party they represent.
Marissa, you have a good point, but most people aren't aware of this, that independents are the largest majority in the country. There are more people who are independent in thinking, not necessarily registered, but they're independent in thinking than any of the two parties.
But we just don't have a good home.
Right.
You know, like we're a bird without a home.
So
and I appreciate what you said. I think that's exactly true.
Go ahead.
I think there are good people on both sides. And when the person said, I'm a liberal Democrat, listen, of course I am. And of course, I'm also a conservative Republican. When the debates were taking place, I was the guy in front of the TV saying, I want to listen to what they're going to do about the deficit. I think it's among the top three big things I'm worried about.
Well, we're toast.
36
on that. That's
trillion.
That's a whole other topic.
I got a couple of texts.
There was
here.
No discussion about it.
None.
This one says, interesting how food prices are amazing right now since food snaps were shut off. No one is reporting on this. Sounds like there's a backdoor subsidies for grocery industry by the government that shut down right now. That's an interesting perspective. I personally, as a restaurant owner, have not noticed any drop in food prices yet.
It's a bit simpler than that. I used to be in the grocery industry. The reality is they're taking what they can when they can.
And then I've got another one here. It says the GOP cannot be trusted to do the right thing in health care if a CR is passed.
Right. Well, I agree. That's the reason it probably shouldn't. That's a stalemate stick.
And the CR does not include extension of the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act subsidies, which people are going to be relying on. And as I said earlier, I signed up for insurance and my rates were identical. They did not grow. And the threats of the impending expiration of the extended subsidies didn't seem to have an effect on my personal insurance this year. But that being said, the threat to democracy, Dr. Paul, Marissa, and Melissa, I think we can all agree that we cannot continue at this rate of decline, this rate of disconnect.
Right.
There has to be a way. That's the reason why I had started the show and have the show. We need to find common ground.
Right.
Yeah.
We
Dr.
Do.
Paul wants to jump in with something else.
Yeah, you know, Reagan said at a point, he said something very, very interesting. He said, I didn't leave the party. The party left me.
Sure.
I think what's happening right now is the Republican Party has been sabotaged by a bunch of folks. When I have to quote Marjorie Taylor Greene as the voice
that's
of reason,
that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty damn amazing.
But think about this. Just what you said about the Republican Party being held hostage by a fringe, more fringe element, extreme element, the same could be said directly about the Democratic Party. You've got a fringe element, an extreme element that is taking them hostage, that is taking that party
which
hostage.
I would say is being paid less attention to.
No, I think the media has done a pretty darn good job of calling out AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all those people.
Well, they just want to have the aptitude test with Trump. When Trump said he was a brilliant man and he called them low IQ, AOC,
it goes back
know,
to the lobbing bombs at each
I know,
other.
It's I know just, it does.
Yeah, so I guess.
So I want to moderate. Just say, you know, just that's you're saying, what can we do?
Moderate is common ground.
I got one more idea.
We got after the break. We got to go on a break because I have Marissa June just giving me the signal that we got to go on break here at Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
See you in a minute or two. Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR. I just want to do something I've never done before. I want to give a shout out to our people who are texting and calling us. It's amazing the amount of care and the amount of concern that our callers and our listeners have. And we just do appreciate you contacting us and letting us know how you feel. It means a lot to me and it means a lot to the show.
Right. Thank you so much. And to do that, you can call us in at 928-854-KNTR or text in at 928-727-5566. And speaking of text, I do have another one here for you. So socialists haven't compromised the Democratic Party, Dr. Paul? Have socialists
I wish, they, you know, in all honesty, them? I wish they wouldn't use that term because socialism is so loaded in terms of what it used to mean. That as soon as you bring that up, when Bernie was running, mm-hmm. he called himself a democratic socialist, and the fella in New York that's running right now for mayor calls himself a Democrat. I would say to him, first thing is, do not describe yourself in any terms.
Don't label yourself. It pigeonholes you.
It pigeonholes, and it's a carryover.
It's a label now.
It's a label, and it's a label
so
that nobody's
listening
to.
I've heard so many.
I'm glad
other.
That you brought that up. So we have a vote today.
Yeah.
And it's most likely Mondani is going to win the election for mayor of the largest city in the country.
I hope so.
You hope so, but we'll talk about that another time. But the reason I bring that up specifically is that they've had interesting interviews with people on the streets of New York,
Okay. Specifically
Jewish voters who are voting for Mondani, and asked, are you aware of some of his previous comments and his positions on Israel, et cetera? It's abundantly clear that he is not a big friend of Israel, which is fine. You have the right to do that. We live in a democracy where you have the right to think and believe what you want. But when you hear people who are Jewish voters who are going to vote for a person who doesn't like Israel and is not a big fan, won't even talk about the killing of the Jews and the whole conflict.
You got a little black and white there, Scott.
Well, of course, no, but and I agree it's a bit black and white, but we have an interesting election where a gentleman is going to most likely win the running of the city with very little experience, which is similar to Donald Trump when he won in 2016.
Yes.
Had no experience. Do we want, you said about voting in moderates.
Yes.
Do we want to bring in people just because they're fresh, because they're different, because they face up well and they're good on the podium? Is that who we want, or do we want people who are going to affect change that is positive for the whole of the country versus a one direction? Go ahead.
Yeah.
What I want is term limits.
Oh, well.
Well, I think we all want term limits.
Okay,
I think
agree.
Common ground there.
Common ground, 100%.
100%.
I think senators can get two terms.
I
got one more idea.
One more?
Yes.
There's more?
There's more.
I want to hear it.
I want you two to run.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
too old.
I'm down.
You know what? You're the voice of reason. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
Well,
you know, like,
civil discourse.
Yeah.
Remember those days, guys? We're doing that back.
So I do have a question about the threat to democracy. There's three big ones. Misinformation.
Right.
Economic inequality.
Yes.
And eroded social trust.
Okay.
Of those three, which one do you think is the worst?
I'm gonna pull a power play and just kind of basically say, unless,
or is there more?
Yeah, I'm into the First
Amendment.
We
won't have time
if we don't respect the First Amendment and that freedom of speech, where we can do exactly what we're doing right now, which is to sit down and be able to talk to one another. Partisan politics is our biggest enemy. If we can't be in the same room together, sit down and say, what's the best idea?
Agreed, without mudslinging.
That to me is everything else. See, we can put people on the moon. We can do unbelievable things when we put our minds together.
So here
united,
we are.
What divides us
united
is...
United we stand,
is,
divided we fall.
Yeah, is you're the smart guy and I'm the dumb guy, or you're the Republican.
Labels aren't going to work, but listen, no. We only have a minute or two to wrap this up. We can agree here that this table, this show, this concept works. Civil discourse, agree to disagree, find common ground can move us forward to a better country. It needs to catch on. More people need to do exactly what we're doing right here. And we need to do it now, because we're continuing to just fall farther and farther away from each other. And the distances are growing greater every day. We need to stop that. We need to bring people together. So here's the question I have in closing comment. Do you feel that we find common ground today, that the weaponization of the Department of Justice, the fracturing and the disconnect in all the branches of government is being perpetrated by both parties? Whether it's equal or not, it doesn't matter. They're being abused. The judges are abusing the system. The executive branch is abusing the system. How do you feel about that?
I've never seen it so out of control as it is now.
Really?
It doesn't matter if it was them or whatever. Right now, I mean, it's not just out of balance. It is completely wacko.
There's broken.
There's no check and balance.
Let's fix it.
This is not a tune-up. This is an overhaul to do.
Right.
So back to the common ground thing. We can all agree as Americans, listeners and the guests and people here, everyone in the room, that it can't exist like this any longer. It's falling apart. Our country is ripping apart at the seams.
So you better run for office. I'm
no.
going to hold you to this.
I'm holding you to this. We're going to see you next Tuesday at 10 a.m., not 9 a.m., until springtime here on Common Ground. KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Have a great day,
everybody. See you next
Tuesday.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.